This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP all week. It's time to get out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and welcome in from Vegas, the one and only Barstool Nate. Nate, what's going on, man?
Hello. It's beautiful, beautiful morning in Vegas. How are you guys?
Doing great. How did
doing back in Vegas.
World Series of Poker.
I thought they'd already knocked you out.
They knocked me out again, Beamit.
You out again already?
Out again already.
Oh, man. So what you going to do? Just hang around, play golf, go watch the Summer League? What?
No. I just changed my flight to tomorrow afternoon.
Wow.
So what's happening with this I know how to play poker, Nate? What you
yeah,
like,
no.
You don't know how to play poker, Nate, now?
It's not going well, B-Mitch. It's not going well at all. As you just so lovingly recalled, I went out to Vegas about 3 weeks ago and got my butt kicked, and now I came back for round two, and it did not go any better. So I have to do some deep reflection. I have to, you know, get back into the lab, and I got to figure it out.
What went wrong, specifically, if
everything,
you could pinpoint
it? So this is the main event. This is what you watch on TV. This is the Chris Moneymaker. This is the $10,000, you know, granddaddy of them all. And not one, like last year I cashed. Last year I made the money, which was a big, big deal for me. This year I came back to try to put together a little winning streak, try to cash two in a row, and nothing went right. Nothing went well. Everything went wrong. Anything that bad could happen happened. Nothing went right. I never had any sort of momentum. I never really won any hands over the course of 2 days.
Damn.
And it was just a whimper in the wind, and now I'm out.
You know, Nate,
it was still in, though.
Hit your mind.
From the morning show is still in. He has a lot of
Yeah,
tips.
Cakes is going, rolling.
Who?
Yeah, so today is day
Cakes.
Three.
Cakes is out there?
Cakes is out there.
Well, let me hit you with this, Nate. So I started going to Vegas like 20-plus years ago.
Yes.
And I rolled in, and I killed it.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, I started losing. Then I lost like 5 to 7 years, and I went back, and I ended up winning this huge. I was playing blackjack, won about $50,000, and then I started receiving all these little comps from all these hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized at that point, like, the more you win, the more people come after you, and you're going to lose. So now when I go to Vegas, I stay on a golf course, and I come back with more of my money than I normally leave with. You know what I mean? Because I win money. I don't lose on the golf course a lot. So I make money on the golf course. I save my money from not being in the casino, and I come back happy. You need to learn how to play golf.
You don't come to Vegas to save your money. No, Vegas is not a bank account.
I go to the golf course. I do my great gambling. Then I go to the clubs. I have a lot of fun. I come back smiling like everybody else, but my pockets are not like rabbit ears. They're not inside out.
Yeah, can't relate. No. it's been a tough go of it, but it's a good experience. It's fun to be out here, and 363 days, I'll try again.
Have you have you caught up with Cakes at all?
Yeah. We had breakfast yesterday. He had the day off yesterday, so today's day three for him, and he has a lot of chips. He's doing well. He's playing well. He's focused. Obviously, everybody should be rooting for him. Follow him on Twitter because he's our last hope. Everything else has fallen to pieces, but Johnny Cakes Allville is still in it to win it.
What was Cakes' advice to you?
Well, Cakes' advice to me, don't play like an idiot. But, sometimes it's in one ear out the other. No, I didn't play bad. I didn't play poorly. I didn't really do anything stupid. I didn't really mess up. It was just, the cards were what they were.
That's the way to blame the cards. There you go.
Talking with Barstool Nate on the Rude Guest Hotline. So I saw that you'd seen that, obviously, Mike Rizzo, Davey Martinez let go over the weekend. What were your thoughts when you saw that?
Yeah, I have mixed thoughts on it. On one hand, the team is bad. They're not winning. Davey's already thrown the team under the bus. And it's just kind of like, I feel like both of them had kind of reached the end of the road in Washington. The organization is kind of just in this flux position where I don't think ownership knows what they're doing. I don't think they're communicating well with Rizzo. I don't think Rizzo and Martinez were communicating well with the learners. And, you can only get your butts kicked by, the Rockies and the Marlins, and they get swept by the Red Sox. Nobody was, this team was not scoring runs. It just seemed like a lot of toxicity up and down the organization. And I don't want to use the word fair. It's sports. You're paid to win games. When you're 37-53, heads are sometimes going to roll. Is it their fault necessarily? I don't know. Probably not. I think there's just a lot of dysfunction within the organization. I think everybody was trying their best, but nobody was on the same page. So maybe you don't want anybody to be fired ever. Maybe it was just best for all parties to go their separate ways. I don't think this is going to fix the organization. I don't think the team is magically good now that Rizzo and Martinez were fired. Davey said it, like, if the players aren't producing, and I think Rizzo wanted to bring people in and he wasn't given, the money to do it. I just think everybody was on different pages. I don't really like where the Nats are right now as a team, as a franchise, as an organization. I think a lot of people, Mark Lerner especially, have to figure out what they want to do. Are they keeping the team? Are they selling the team? Are they spending money? Are they happy as is? Because if you're not going to spend and your general manager is just sitting there like, hey, I want to bring in pitching. We have no pitching. Our bullpen is the worst bullpen ever assembled. And if he's not allowed to do it and Davey's losing games and then they get fired for it, that seems kind of messed up. But there's a lot of moving pieces. I feel bad for them that they lost their jobs when it might have not necessarily been their fault. But you're paid to win games. They're not winning games, and you can go in circles with that. I think the learners, at the end of the day, they have to figure it out. What do you guys want to do? You have this amazing young core that you fleeced the Padres for in the Soto deal. Are you going to let it go to waste? What are you going to do?
What's your hope for this team moving forward? I know I just was looking at Miguel Cairo, and some guy said the question was, can he coach them up to a wild card? You have that expectation, or do you just want to see them?
The bullpen is so bad that, without making moves, if you just sit stagnant and you're just going to get swept by bad teams nonstop, this team can't win. Like, it's just as built, it can't. Now, the core, with like James Woods and Mackenzie Gore, are incredible. Like, these young players are so good, and the future should be bright if they're willing to spend. This is baseball. They're, you know, we know how it is. You have to spend money to win in Major League Baseball. And if they're not going to do it, they're just going to be, you know, this so-so club for the rest of eternity. If they're going to spend money and make the Nats competitive, that's the hope, right? Like, they haven't finished higher than fourth in the East since winning the World Series. So I understand, again, letting go of the old guard, Rizzo and Martinez, and starting fresh. But you can't start fresh if you're not willing to spend and put in the pieces necessary to make the team competitive. And not having finished above fourth since 2019, that's not competitive. So something has to change.
What is it about, what was your interest level in the team, you know, during the stretch of that 2012 to 2019, where seemingly they were competitive every single year? And then coming out of that, where do you find yourself now that you're not, you know, here every day? Obviously here we're talking about them quite often, or we're going to games quite often, but being a little bit detached, have you found yourself just, you don't really care that much?
You know, like, they're still my team. I still care. It's just, you see these other teams in Washington, like the Caps, you know, they get all the headlines with Ovi and, you know, being first in the East, and then Jaden. And I mean, I love the Wizards, and, you know, they're building something young and cool there. And then you have the Nats, who have just been treading water when during those great, like, Harper, Strasburg, Soto years, you know, making the postseason pretty much every year from 2014 to, what, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was exciting. It was fun. The stadium was packed. The fans were loud. And now it's just been, you know, you pay to go see Michael Phelps. You don't pay to see a guy do doggy paddle for a 162-game season. And that's what we've been doing. We've just been treading water since 2019, and you can't have that. So, I mean, interest in baseball is going to fade if you're not competitive. And if that's what the learners want, that's fine. If they're cool just cashing checks because you get the TV deal, good for them. But that doesn't make the team good or interesting or the fan base, you know, excited. Like, I thought the learners wanted to win. I truly did. Now I'm not so sure.
Talking with Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Now that you've gotten to this period of time, like, what are you interested in? Are you watching baseball a lot? Are you, I know there's been some soccer to care about. Or what are you dialed in on right now?
Toby, I'll tell you what, I'm not dialed in on soccer. I get dialed in on soccer every 4 years for the World Cup when I put on my USA shirt and I go, rah, rah, go USA. And then we lose to, you know, Cambodia in the opening round. And that's it for me in soccer. I'm a Patriot soccer fan. I root for Team USA and my beloved DC United, Freddie Adu. But besides that, I can't say I'm a huge soccer guy. I follow baseball like everybody else does. You know, I'm up in New York. I see a lot of Yankees, a lot of Mets stuff. And then I watch, you know, MLB on my laptop if I want to catch the Nats game. But, I mean, to me, baseball is just like such a long season that, you know, unless it's the leaves are turning colors, you know, I'm not watching, you know, the split screen four different games on July 8th. I'm going about my business.
Well, Nate, everybody else was trying to get tickets for Madrid today. Did you get on that list? Because Toby was at, he had dropped down to 300 and something thousand.
Yeah, I'm not getting
them. And then they sold out. Are you planning to go or what?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It would be very fun to go to that game. I've never been to Spain. I actually just got back from Portugal. I don't know if you saw that. Portugal is beautiful. But no, I don't think I'm going to go to the Madrid game unless you're firing up the PJ. I will hop on the jet with you, B. Mitch. But as of right now, I saw that list, though. That's the queue to get the tickets. Insanity. So that's a good problem to have. It means, you know, a lot of interest in the team and all that other good stuff, which obviously Jaden is just the needle mover. So as much as I would love to go, I think it would be very cool. As of right now, no plans to go. But, hey, plans can always change.
Nate, I don't know if you saw the comments that Cam Newton said about Jaden. If you did, what's your comments? If you didn't, we can let you hear it.
No, so Cam, correct me if I'm wrong, he's he doesn't think Jaden's going to be a one-hit wonder. I think he said
didn't
that.
Say he doesn't think it. He was trying to push it towards he think he'll be one. He was comparing to Robert too much.
Yeah, so that's always going to happen. And okay, first of all, and I think you're going to 100% agree with me on this, B. Mitch. I don't care about anything Cam Newton says. That man's crazy. He is a wild card, and I don't care about anything he says or any of his opinions. He types in hieroglyphics. Like nothing he says matters.
Gotcha.
So. That being said, people are always going to compare Jaden to Robert. That's just what's going to happen. They're both on the same team, both, you know, running quarterbacks. And I think and we're going to talk about this forever for his entire career. The difference between them is Robert wanted to be running first. Jaden's passing first. Jaden is way more accurate. I think he's just a better all-around quarterback, and he uses his legs to open up the passing game. And anybody who says differently, I think, is fooling themselves. I have no time for anything Cam Newton says negatively about my beloved Jaden Daniels, and I won't hear otherwise.
Two deals going on out here that were kind of in flux. The RFK Stadium deal, the Terry deal. Which one of those things do you have a little more worry about?
Ooh, do I have more worry about? I'm not worried about the stadium because I just – The stadium seems like it's just D.C. politics as usual.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to get their piece of the pie. Everybody's trying to get the deal on the low, trying to get a little bit of extra money where they can. And I think that usually comes out in the wash, and the stadium will happen. The Terry deal seems like – I mean, JP has been, I'm not worried, I'm not worried, I'm not worried since the first day of the offseason. And I've been a little more, I don't know, it doesn't seem like anybody's on the same page there. It doesn't seem like they want to give Terry the money that he wants. I think Terry still signs, but day by day I get a little more worried about it. I do. I just, it's hard not to get a little more worried as the days go by about the Terry deal.
Do you have a walk-away point? You know, like, is there a number that you're looking at and saying, I love Terry, but I can't go to that number?
Not me personally. If I could do it, I'd give him $1 billion. He's my favorite player to ever play for this team. He's earned every penny that he can possibly get. What I always come back to, and I know I've said this so many times, is Adam Peters knows what he's doing, and whatever Adam Peters' walkaway number is my walkaway number. Because at the end of the day, as sad as it is, as we're going to, you know, hear it a million times, the business is the business, and the players, you know, they just have to look at them and as a businessman, and Adam Peters has to just do what he thinks best for the overall health of the team, blah, 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 blah. So if Adam Peters is like, I just can't go that high, I trust him that he knows what he's doing, as painful as it might be. Now, I think they get it done. I think they meet in the middle. I think the contract is signed and he'll be there. But I am growing a little bit worried.
Yeah, I think it's understandable. It's getting to a point where, you know, it's reaching that breaking point. I don't think it's there yet, like you said, B. Mitch. I think that breaking point or that first time of maybe a little bit of a crack for some of the people that haven't been buried like JP is started training camp, and that's coming up in just a couple of weeks.
A lot can happen.
We see it all the time. Players hold out. Training camp starts. They get fined a couple times. The deals are made. We see it. It happens every single year in the NFL. You just don't want it to be, you know, Terry McLaurin. That's why I'm not worried. Deals get done late all the time. I don't like the anxiety of it. I don't like the anxiety of will he or won't he. I wish it was already done. I don't want to have to worry about it. You know,
I kind of like you having anxiety though. I can see you sweat.
That's like me cooking you when we race. Like, when I look back,
you have
just
never
sweat.
Ever tried to race me. Stop lying to the people. Get the people to truth.
That would be senior abuse. I wouldn't do such things to you. You're my guy.
Nate, appreciate the time, man. Sorry for your bad luck in Vegas, but enjoy the rest of your time out there.
If you stop lying to everybody, right. Maybe you'll win in Vegas.
I'm gonna go get a great hearty breakfast now. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, see you later. That's Barstool Nate. He joined us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We talked a little bit about the RFK Stadium deal with Nate there. Could the federal government end up getting involved in this? We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Ball scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.